And we're on. And we've got the best up and coming female comedian in the UK, Dee Maxwell. How are we, my lovely?
Doing great. How's yourself?
Fucking good, man. I'm great, man. It's good to have you on. Thanks for coming.
Aye, no bother at all. I'm a wee bit nervous, but I'll be all right.
Are you? Aye. Coming for you?
I always get nervous, man. So I'm on the stage and I'm riding the dance floor. It's fine.
I've seen you, obviously, all your comedy videos and that. There's millions of views now. You're doing brilliant, man, with the comedy. How did you get into the comedy?
Well, I've actually done comedy for free and house parties for years. Do you know what I mean? So I was always a D coming to the party. Aye, she's coming. So I had to have all that. And then it was actually about 3 years ago, we were watching a couple of guys, because I like all comedy. I'm not saying I don't like new comedy, but I like Mike Reed and all the ones that probably get banned now. So I watch all them, and I was just sitting one night, and somebody says, "What you got up to?" It was the Yes Bar I went the first time. And that's where I met Gary Falls. He says, "You got up to the Yes Bar?" I was like, "I don't know, I got up there." Because see, if any, back in the day, if MD had said that to me, I'd have punched their head in. So I'm thinking, if MD heckles me, it's going to take me all my time not to stick the nut in them. So I went up and did the Yes Bar. Don't get me wrong, I ran over my time. Didn't really go home with the guy that ran it, but I did really well, and then it just went boom, boom.
Snowballed.
There. Just snowballed for there.
Because you're killing it online and social media, you're selling it shows. Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing it?
Only 18 months.
Easy, innit?
It's easy, it's great fun.
You getting a lot of jealousy towards you?
I've been barred at a couple of comedy clubs.
What ones?
Do you know what I mean? I don't know exactly what ones. Some of the fans have said I'm barred at the Friday night at the Yes Bar.
Why?
But apparently a fleeting comment that was made years ago. So in Ayrshire, if you say somebody's black, you mean they're dirty. Mm-hmm. And I said I was rougher than a black cunt's carpet. Mm-hmm. And it basically means dirty. Uh-huh. And even in the Oxford Dictionary, the third comment means dirty.
Black.
But this guy, Scott Agnew, I don't know if you've heard him.
Never.
Somebody gave him a screenshot, anybody, and this other guy had gave him a screenshot and they'd put it up on the page and basically says, "This lassie's getting some traction, let's stop on her tracks, she's racist."
You're joking.
No. So, but it was hilarious because I'm thinking, you could get me on a lot of things, you could say hundreds of things about me, it's true, but it's one, I'm prejudiced, aye, to arseholes, but I'm no prejudiced.
Is this another comedian?
Aye.
Let's try to tarnish your name a bit.
Well, he's been on the circuit, I think, 20 years, and he's kind of, there's a kind of elite in the circuit. I don't know if you've had much to do with the circuit, but you've done that.
I don't fucking venture into all these.
Well, don't. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good guys. I've got a lot of good guys in the circuit that have helped me. They usually stay in the background, but it's on this comedy forum thing that only comedians, or up-and-coming comedians, are on. Mm-hmm. So basically, the first thing was I wrote before that. I don't know if you've seen the Tesco sketch.
Seen it.
Right.
I've been watching all your videos. Well, then, tune in. What is that, millions of views?
That one's had up to nearly 4 million views.
Do you think that's how you're getting a lot of hate towards you?
I think that as well. I think, obviously.
Jealousy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. When that last came out with the Lollipop song, I'm thinking, she's getting a wee bit of traction. And then I thought, that's exactly what folk thought about me. Mm-hmm. So sit back and shut up. Don't judge anybody. So I can get it to a wee bit of a degree. But at the same time, as don't sit there and slate somebody just because I would up my game. See, if I went somewhere and somebody was automatically getting mere comments and getting me, I'd up my game. What is it they're doing? Like, what I would say to Gary, like, see how you do this and that? How do I do this? And a couple of my other pals, like, my pal OB, I don't know if you've heard of him.
No.
He's stand-up and he's hilarious, but he's not quite get the social media thing. Mm-hmm. He's not quite down in how to work that out. So he messaged me, like, D, how are you doing this? But to me, that's what you should do.
Social media is a massive platform, man. We need to utilise it. And success leaves clues. So if people are doing well, man, you want to follow them and say,
exactly,
how the fuck are they doing that?
Exactly.
I want to do that. So what happens is, if people are trying to, that's kind of trolling for, mm-hmm, in the comedy circuit, I believe everybody should be behind each other,
exactly,
helping each other.
Aye.
But then again, if you're focusing on somebody else, maybe that's how your career's no fucking doing as well.
Aye, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Concentrating
exactly
your own shit. But like I say, man, you seem
I've never met that guy.
Uh-huh.
Never been in the same comedy club as him. Never worked with him. This just came out. The first comment was, I said, how much did I charge for my first gig? Because obviously before that, I was a psychic medium. I did that before I took comedy. So I did that for 17 years. So I've done public speaking and all that. And I was like, so how? And he wrote a fiver. If you're talking about your text school sketch, and I'm like,
that's quite funny.
No, I was like, we're not my ribs, you know what I mean? But so I didn't buy into it, I just left it, and then I just barred him and blocked him from all my pages, and I just don't comment in the comedy circuit and went independent.
But fuck them anyway, you're already selling out shows, you're already selling out 300, 500 people, every show's getting sold out.
Every single
Your
one.
Social media platform is massive.
33k.
Do you know what I mean? And the negative comments we spoke about it before we went on there. I can't handle it. I want to butter fuck out people.
No.
Because I, when I look at these people, man, I just see weakness. I see vulnerability.
Aye.
I see scared wee people that can't hack it in the real world. So they sit behind their desk fucking sucking after a dog or whatever the fuck they do, and it pisses me off. And that's why I get so angry, because I'm a fucking take on, do you know what I mean?
So mad, but I mean, back in the day, if you said half the things out to me in the street, you'd have had your heating horns to play with.
So you're handling it well?
No, I mean, don't get me wrong, there is the odd time, see when they mention my wings. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm doing this for my wings. I'm all about my wings. Some of the trolls just writing, I bet your wings are proud. Is your wings scummy? Is your wings under social care? And I'm thinking, no, one's a horse rider, one's a penis. Do you know what I mean? Get 92% in my stage. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just thinking, this is all my stuff when I was younger. Because when I was younger, I was brought up in quite a rough family. So it was fight or get battered where I came from, do you know what I mean? So I decided to put on that persona. But now that's my take her to the stage. And I'm just thinking, you don't know nothing about me. Like, you go, I'm going to take them on. I'm like, you don't know nothing about me. So I'm no going to sit there and going, oh, who do you think you are? And give them a big war. Like, they want a bit of fame on your page.
I know.
I'm like, on you go.
I try so much, man. I go, arsehole. But then I'm like, fuck it.
I'm giving them my energy straight away.
I know.
See if it's on your own page. Obviously, on the public bands, there's nothing you can do about it. But see if it's on your own page. Folk will say to me, aye, such and such says you just banned them off your page and that's weakness. I says, no, that page is mine. It's mine. It's positive. And if you're on there, it's not the council telly. Nobody's asking you to watch. Do you know what I mean? You don't need to come and watch. So why are you tuning in and talking shite to me?
But they're your biggest fans, your haters, because they're constantly...
And changing their profiles and changing names to come back in.
You've got to remember, if people share your video and or maybe write a bad comment, they're potentially getting you another 10 or 100 followers just with people watching. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's funny. Everybody I've had done so far, you've had the biggest response for people looking forward to you to come on my show.
Aye.
So they have everybody's I love for this and that, no negativity.
I think it's because even though I'm funny, it's relatable and I'm no nasty funny. Do you know what I mean? I'm no... hitting on, like, I get a lot of folk ask me to do a sketch on that last week, so next week, and I was like, absolutely not. I said, it's nothing to do with me, I'm no, but I'll write it on, like, the woman down the toon that was in the high heels. Now, I've known this lassie, I made the sketch about all my life, and she was contoured, and I'm clearly sitting my makeup on the day because I've got the call, so it's not that I don't wear makeup, but she was contoured and she was ugly, and she's getting it all the top to toe stare, and I just thought, I'm going to shatter your weakness. Mm-hmm. Your weakness is that you can't go to the show without makeup on, whereas I can.
Insecure.
So it wasn't about somebody wearing makeup, because I was getting the lassies going, you're just jealous of somebody that's thin. I said, if I had a choice between this for swatchy face and a size 10, I'd pick this face every time, get off my page. So it's just, but it's all warmth, and it's because I've came for, no came for nothing, my mum always worked hard, do you know what I mean? But I've came for quite a hard family. I mean, it was like, if I get battered, it was like the family name was getting brought down, get back out there, and you can't take, do you know what I mean? So it wasn't, I was like, I like Shakespeare, my uncle's like, no, you're getting adopted, you know what I mean? You can't like Shakespeare in this house, do you know what I mean? So what they say in that page is nothing compared to what I've took throughout my life at school.
Aye. It's just something I can't... I just need to learn to deal with better, because
you need to take it from your ego at it.
I know.
They don't know you.
I know.
They know nothing about you, and they're on somebody else's page similar to you saying the same stuff.
No, I know. I just know they're shite bags. Do you know what I mean? They put their heat down, man, they walk by you, they're fucking nobodies. Do you know what I mean? And we're trying in life, we're trying to better life.
Definitely.
Give ourselves a good life, give our brains a better life, and taking risks. Everything we take is risks,
definitely.
Man. That shows balls, and everything's about fear. We're still doing it.
Exactly.
No matter what people say, we're still grinding, we're still learning, we're still growing. Do you know what I mean? So for these people, I see vulnerability and insecurities, and that's, I know that, I should just let them fuck
see
it,
what they say.
I need to speak to them, I need to tell them.
Don't get me wrong, there was a woman on the page this morning that said something, and because I'm no up at my game today, plus I've got a full weekend ahead of me, going gigging, and I'm just like, I'm always dead nervous during the day, then once I hit the stage, it's like, wow, what did I get with that for? And hopefully one day I'll stop using all that adrenaline on nerves. It'll get better and better. But she was going, maybe if you try to lose some weight, and Hink obviously zoning in on my weakness. And I'm like, it's no my weakness. Mm-hmm. I don't look at myself and think, oh my God, I'm fat. I just go, I'm fat, I'll deal with it next week. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So that I'm no insecure in any shape or form, because I've done 3 years work on myself not to be insecure.
I think you clearly show that you're not insecure because that takes guts, it takes courage.
I mean, I sit there on a bus couch, you know what I mean? Anybody that's insecure is not going to go on like that, you know what I mean?
But it's mirror image. If somebody's, if you're pointing somebody else's flaws out, you're actually seeing their cell phone, you.
Aye.
So if I'm picking somebody's fault, him, he's doing this, that, but as I'm just reflecting that I'm seeing my faults on them. So anybody that's pointing fingers are just, like I say, shite bags. We're living that, man. We're trying to create something. We're trying to create a bit of life. And anybody that's trying in life, even the last of the Lollipop Lassies, anybody watching, we'll hopefully get her on the show next week. She done a song at Almoge Fruno.
So, man.
So, exactly. That's the way she deals with it. And for anybody listening or watching, that was 2 years ago, that funeral.
I know it was 2006.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm making my business to find out when things are.
Everybody deals with grief differently.
Exactly.
She sang a song and now she's making a few quid out of it. She's got warts at. Who the fuck's know?
Do you know what I mean? I never get caught. I was always flying off.
So I just think, man, give the lassie a break. She's making it. She's enjoying her life. Apparently, she's had a bit of a tough upbringing. So let her enjoy it, man. Because
if you're going to give her traction and you're going to give her empire and then try and pour down, then what does that say about you?
Exactly.
It says about the person that went and bought the ticket to laugh at her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It says more about them that's spending that. I wouldn't go to somewhere just to laugh at somebody. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? She's probably sitting there going, yeah, look at you, you're daft. He's paying £6 for me to say a sentence. Do you know what I mean?
She loves it. 10 minutes and later say it. Hopefully she comes over to tell her story, but I don't know if she wants to do interviews. I think she's wanted to just do the singing kind of thing, which is fine.
She has actually got no bad voice.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I go to college and a lot of we do vocal training. I'm tone deaf because folk will say to me, would you know sing a song? I says, I last orders, nut.
Do you know?
No, I sing one song, Macy Gray, I try and fail.
What did you do at college?
I'm doing my HND in performing arts now.
You got the acting in it?
Right, so I've got a lead role in the production in nearly now. I get a lead role in the last one.
I know, it's because you tagged me in something.
Aye, because you were all at Victoria. I was like, what is it, Dean? I was like, oh, I can't be bothered explaining
it. What was it?
It's basically my production. It's a Citizens, but it's a serious role. So I'll be playing a serious person. Do you know, it's a play called Widows. So it's out, I think it's Spain it's set in, but it's years and years ago. It's basically just like soldiers taking men away and killing all the men and the women. It's a really depressing, but it's got a great message in it, and I think just folk will see me in a different light. Because I have got fans through my theatre stuff, but they're no fans in my comedy stuff because it's a totally different
person. You're going to get that, it's chalk and cheese, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? So I'm doing both of them. I start my BA Honours in September as well, for that as well. So every day just thinks I just sit on my couch and watch Jenny McHale and write sketches, do you know what
Even
I mean?
Even if they fucked them, because it clearly shows that you're very talented and with the comedy, it's going to lead to bigger and better things.
Oh,
obviously, you're fucking sitting on here, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Have you always been...
Still waiting in that PT, you know what I mean?
Waiting a long time for that. Is the comedy always been a party? Has that always been like a persona for a rough area and like a character?
Aye, when I was younger, it was like a persona. When I was younger, there was darkness that I'm not getting into too much because I'm not getting into that, no. But there was darkness in my childhood.
Uh-huh.
So I had to learn how to act happy pretty quickly and learn how to fantasise my life so I wasn't telling folk the real truth. So it was all big, that 10 pence, 20 pence swagger. I mean, when I was younger, folk called me Devastator, as much as it's embarrassing to say that now. But folk will still shout in the street, all right, Devastator. Uh-huh. My wains will go, who's that? I was like, I don't know, no idea.
Looking behind you.
Where'd they go, do you know what I mean? So it was all big hard. So, but my good mates know that I've got a really caring heart.
Uh-huh.
But most of my mates are boys too. I don't really hang about with lassies.
The trouble people have, always get the kindness of hearts. And,
so,
aye.
If I care about you, I'll look after you big time. But if I don't like you, no so much now, but if I don't like you, it's not a nice place to be in, do you know what I mean? But just no for physical or anything, just because, see if you walk into a party and you maybe somebody's there that you don't go on with, and you'll just ignore them. If you're a decent civilised person, I'll be like, get them, fuck, I'm no staying here. Do you know what I mean?
So
it's always been a persona. So basically what you see in the stage is the lassie I built up to be to protect the lassie inside.
The mask.
Aye.
The mask. But then at least you're aware of that, because
mm-hmm.
it's to find the balance. I've spoken about it before. A lot of comedians are hiding face something.
As a mask.
Mm-hmm. And you're kind of, it's to realise that, all right, that's a show, that's an actor, an actress, mm-hmm. whatever, and then I came off, I've still got my family. Then you're on that show, the Devastator, whatever you want to be, you're fucking, do you know what I mean?
No,
it's there, because I put a post on yesterday about male suicide.
Mm-hmm.
75% of suicides are through male.
Mm-hmm.
And males under 50 is the single biggest killer in the UK. It's killing people non-stop.
We don't talk about it.
And I think as men, we try to portray ourselves as macho and strong. We ain't fucking strong.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It clearly shows that we ain't strong if we're committing suicide quite a lot.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? We don't talk about the situation. We don't talk about the problem. Because we've got this persona that we're fine, we're mm-hmm. macho, we ain't got problems. Everybody's got fucking problems, man.
I'm dead confident, dead out there. I usually stand out in a place I go into. Do you know what I mean? So a couple of my exes were always quite good looking, but exterior, fit looking, and can. But they try to drag me down. because they were too insecure at how my persona was.
Steroids.
Not even looks. No, no steroids. I didn't like big, huge, muscly guys, just fit guys, kind of athletic, but they were always quite vain. You know what I mean? They were insecure, so as long as they looked good, didn't matter what was inside. So basically, but they would be like, all right, you need to stop swearing, you need to stop going in here. And you know what I mean? I've only did glove once, I'm not doing it again, not I'm allergic to it.
Too broke hearted?
No, hi. Well, I was broken hearted, but just because I gave it everything. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But years ago, I can't say it because I don't care how a woman's branded you got. I was a player. Men were what I did. Do you know what I mean? I was like, my pals would go, oh, but I love him. I'm like, shut up, he's a dafty. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, you fall in love with that for? He's an idiot. He's been with everybody in the town. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, for years.
Not me you're talking about, is it?
Well, I've heard stories. I don't know how many
are. You've heard right then.
But I sat with giving him advice, and then I met the guy that I was with for years. He's like, don't mention me on that podcast. We still got on brilliant.
Mention him.
We still got on brilliant. We're still good pals. He's a great dad. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But he had a lot of insecurities. I get a lot of grief for his experts because he didn't give them what he gave me. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because he was a bit probably like yourself. He was a bit of a player. Then he put his full heart into it. He had three women on the go at once, blah, 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 the usual. Do you know what I mean? And then when he went with me, I'm like, nah, I'm not having any of that. Uh-huh. And he committed to me, but I didn't. My insecurities at the time because beautiful women fancied him. Superficial beautiful women. But I was inferior to them because I didn't wear contour nails. So a lot of my videos are maybe just my insecurities, but speaking about the funny. Aye.
You're talking the truth. About that character you've built up is what you're thinking and feeling.
Exactly.
Naturally, but you've made it into a way where it's funny and you're channeling it into a way where you're controlling it better because, like I say, you see all these lasses with the Rolexes, the fake nails, fake hair, fake tits, fake asses, fake fatties, whatever.
Everything.
It's what inside it counts. And that's where society, humanity has gone wrong because we're chasing this.
That's perfection, it's not there.
Perfection doesn't exist, it does not exist.
And there's these beautiful lasses that are beautiful, and then don't say get me wrong, enhancing yourself's fine, but when you've totally lost who you are, you still don't feel any better than that first nose job, or that first eye lift.
The novelty goes for it, you're constantly chasing it, and it's not just women, it's the guys and that. There's so many insecurities. That's why suicide's so high, because as soon as we're up, we're looking at our phones and we're looking at everybody else's life and think they've got a great life.
And they've not.
It's not. It's fake, it's false, that's all false as well. That's all part of the fucking charade.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? I just think people need to wake up a bit and realise, work on you, work on what you love, work on inside what you want. A lot of people are disconnected to forget what makes them happy anymore because of the Foley de Rode. I've spoken about it before, the Kardashians or whatever, and I think they've got a great life. These people are fucking insecure and paranoid, do you know what I mean? They've been doing all this plastic surgery, and if plastic surgery makes you happy and whatever, but it doesn't because you're constantly repeating it and staying
like
it
there. It's that, too.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? It's like showing lassies that...
It's all right to talk
disgusting, and obviously my videos are disgusting, and I'm not saying that I'm a prude by any means, but in a relationship, to me, there should be an air of privacy. Do you know what I mean? But they're teaching young lassies that unless you've got a flat stomach and you can get a decent blowjob, then Jordan...
Well, it does help.
I was asking my sex, he better have a 9-inch tongue and be through his ears, you know what I mean? So, on the side, my daughter's 16, do you know what I mean? So she's already contouring, my new good side without her makeup on, and I was sat there and she's got 50 filters on her phone doing all that, and I'm like, get a grip of yourself, do you know what I mean?
But it's the people she's surrounding herself with, so it's the people, it doesn't matter how well you raise your wings and try to get them that loves within, it's the other wings are surrounded by maybe how they're not getting brought up with their mas and dads, and they're watching the telly and they're... Tellies, do you know what I mean? It is it's called a programme for a reason. It's programming you the way you change your conscious mind to look at the world differently.
Exactly.
So it's programming you to think that's a way of living because it's not. So they're programming your mind to say, look, this is the way you look at the world and this is what they think the world's right. Or if you look at the news, it's all rapes, deaths, murders.
I know.
And there's so much goodness goes on in the world, you just don't fucking hear about it unless you go looking for it. Create it yourself.
If you've got a negative outlook, then you'll watch the news. Mm-hmm. You watch all the disaster, you'll say there's no hope. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? My childhood comes from childhood abuse. So if I was to think like that, I'd be sitting there still full of drugs, still blaming everything in my life for what went wrong and bringing my wings up with you heard of the revolving door syndrome?
Is that like passes down for generation to generation?
Passes down, but it's basically like people help you. It's like you say about the homeless, people will help you and they'll get you better and then you'll just go straight back in the revolving door because you can't deal with reality. So you've got to get back into your cycle because that's where you're comfortable, that's where you're safe and that's where everything's going to be all right. So you can put all these tools, what you said, you can put all these tools in place, but you can't help them. Do you know what I mean?
It's the mindset.
So it's the mindset and having, I've got, you know, because I spoke to you, I mean, I do the law of attraction every day. I manifest. I mean, I went to Aaron with my daughter for a weekend and I did this. We were doing these cups, don't get my hangers locked as if a 5-year-old in it, she was raging. I'm like, check mine. And she's like, Mum, shut up. So, and you go to them fire set and they get sent to you. And obviously there was loads of different mail coming yesterday. I've been James English, he's out for fame. I'm like, right, whatever. And I'm sitting there, right, universe, if this is what I'm meant to be doing, give a sign. Now, I've waited 3 weeks for these cups because I've been off my nut. Mm-hmm. Maybe no 3 weeks, but it feels like 3 weeks. And I'd messaged the guy about 3 times, where's these cups? You know what I mean? We've paid for them, we've painted them. And mine says, ask, believe, receive, Ken. So it's got that on it, then it's got the butterfly for new beginnings. But anyway, that cup came this morning. I'm like, right, there we go. We're doing the right thing, we're doing all right. So you've got to see, there's loads of bad things, but you've got to see all the positive.
You've got to try and see the good things, which is difficult, but you do get clues, you do get signs, you get synchronicity and all that stuff. You will get these signs, numbers, whatever, to say that you're on the right path. And like I say, man, it's in this society, we're doing it. We're making moves. Exactly. It's not what anybody says. They can say what the fuck they want. We're making the moves, man. We're doing big things.
I'm not getting 33k followers. That's twice I've said it now.
That's 66. But listen, you've done that in the space of just over a year.
Even less than that.
Do you know what I mean? Right. You're going to get the hatred, man. You're going to get. Mm-hmm. And it's sad to think that comedians are doing that as well.
I just see it as, like, you know what, you've got to zone in it yourself. You're not going to make it if you're concentrating on what I'm doing. Nobody that's doing well, don't get me wrong, there's ones that have done well that have maybe commented and then backtracked and realised that, well, he's just out to get folk, because they don't know you, so obviously they're going to jump on the bandwagon. But most folk that are doing well don't care what I'm doing. This is just people that are in the circuit, run clubs, and they should be helping the up-and-coming comedians. There's probably folk out there that's as good as me, but one that's confident as me, he's went and went, oh, do you know what, I'm not doing that.
If they've been doing that 10, 20 years and your numbers are already getting higher, then you're going to get after high horse, because nobody should be doing that.
No.
But you're doing something fresh, you're doing something, I don't know any classic comedians that are doing what you're doing now.
No, there isn't many. I mean, I think...
it's a massive market.
Massive market for my type of comedy. A lot of women are no, it's not accepted for women to swear and talk about their family and talk about things like that. That's not acceptable. Do you know what I mean? But it's what you think and what you talk about in the house, what you do, and your pal going out at the weekend getting mad with it and contouring and sleeping with the ugly guy in the pub. These things all happen, so why not laugh about them the Monday? I need to listen to them greeting about it on the Monday, do you know what I mean?
How does the Wains feel? Do they get embarrassed?
No, the wee ones don't know much about it, because my wee boy's 5 and my other ones 9, right? So I've got total control of their phone, because that's another thing. I don't think Wains should be on social media too much until they're older and they can deal with it. They two are kind of fine. Sienna just goes, Mummy, you famous yet? And I'm like, have we bought our house for the pool yet? And she's like, no, she's right, we're not quite there yet, just keep going. And my wee boy just, because he says to me the other day, they're quite funny, he said, Mum, I think you're absolutely beautiful, even if some folk on your page think you're an arsehole. You know what I mean? I'm like, don't say that word. So they're no, my 16-year-old got a lot of grief when I started out. Uh-huh. Now she's getting folk back to come and stay at the house with me and that now.
Aye.
But at the beginning, she took a lot of stick because she knows that's no me. She kens that's just an act. But people that are seeing that think, your ma's a pure roaster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Look at what she's talking about. I mean, and it was. And at first I says, look, Charlie, listen, trust me. I'm going to go somewhere with this. And I felt it for day one. I said, this is going to go somewhere. So you can laugh at them in a year. Just ride with it. She did come into me one day and say, what was it she said? She's like, Mum, my pals just think you get your hoe all the time and drink Buckfast. And I was like, don't drink Buckfast. And the other one's been a long time, man, do you know what I mean? So she has had the mace stick, but she's now got to a place, she likes it, because when we go anywhere now, folk are like, oh, dee. And I've asked for pictures everywhere we go. So now she's like, right, it's all right now. But at first she did get a bit of an aggregate a few times about it, because I'm thinking, am I doing the right thing? Is it worth doing this to my Wayne? Because my Wayne's, the day never I had Charlie, it was like, right, my life needs to change. And then I had Sienna, and that's when I really get my life sorted out. And they're everything to me. They're all this comedy is everything, but it's all about them. There's nights where I'm really struggling, especially with comments that we're talking about earlier, and I'll go in and watch the three of them sleeping. Because they're all I've got, and it's all I need. I mean, I'm not one of the women that's like, poor me, I've got 3 Wayne's, never going to get a man. I don't care about this. As long as I've got the three, their happiness and their approval, I will sail through life. So it was hard for me when Charlie was at first, but now she'll go, oh, shut up, you know what I mean? And then she'll go to bed and she'll message me on Messenger, stop swearing, I can hear you. And I'm like, shut up,
friend.
Like, aye, but she's the oldest, but I always wait till the weans are in their bed or they're up the stairs, and maybe the odd time they'll come down and then I'll stop swearing. And the odd time I've let them go into the video so that folks see my veins and see the normality. But they, the nine-year-old thinks it's great, you know what I mean? Because she's a wee bit with me.
You've got the right mindset, mm-hmm. man, and the way you're talking, the way you're visualising, the way you believe something, you're already happy what you've got, aye. But you're trying to create something better. The stuff you do is you. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel good, and plus, that nerves is never going to get away on stage, no matter what you think, because it's just a thing that's ingrained into us. But what you're going to try and do is enjoy it a wee bit more, which is hard. Even aye. The people have been doing comedy and films, whatever, for 20 years, and they still feel that fear, but you can either make it stop you, or you mm-hmm. can drive it to determination and make you strive. I was talking to my pal Jed Neal. Mm-hmm. Jed's a good pal of mine. Jed was in the, in fact, he's going to come on the show. He done 10 years in the jails, 10 years in homes. Totally transformed his life and all, but he was on all sorts of drugs. Totally changed his life, man. And I met Jed in Ibiza. I was full of fucking Eckies and Charlie, mm-hmm. pissing everywhere, shagging everything.
Hope
you
well checked it, but anyway.
Never. I said to him there, and he could see the vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. I was always putting the big man act on, and now he's doing courses, and he sent us a link. So everything's the brain, so mm-hmm. the brain releases a chemical. You've got the neurons in the brain, so mm-hmm. any traumas or bad shit that I had in the past, as soon as I think about that, the brain doesn't know if that's the new or back in the day. Aye. So it just releases that chemical the way you feel. So if you think about that bad shit, then it just releases that chemical and that mm-hmm. that emotion, the way you used to feel. Mm-hmm. But you can't, that video, the, I should have
said that. I've got to say
that. You can change and aye. Rewire your brain and change the neurons to think better and think differently. But it's like, I believe it's 21 days to break the mold and break the bad habit. Mm-hmm. That's what he's studying now, the brain NLP, neuro-linguistics program. And I've done a bit of it myself, aye. As far as with him. And he's... hopefully come on talk about changing the brain, because he's given me a number for a woman to speak to, obviously, because I've mentioned it on the show about speaking about all my problems and all the shit I went through in the past. I've never really dug it up, man. I want to face it, man, mm-hmm. and say, right, to admit it, and then maybe I can rewire it instead of, mm-hmm. if I think about that. Every day I still think about mm-hmm. all the bad shit, so it releases that chemical, so I'm automatically getting
fighting
that
it all
feeling.
The time.
Aye, constantly. Every day I fight against mm-hmm. myself, mm-hmm. nobody else. I'm aye. Constantly fighting with myself.
No, I totally know what you mean.
These podcasts and all these documentaries, mm-hmm. it's a constant fight against something to go, I need to do it to get to where I want, but it's not easy.
No,
people
definitely
think, oh, he's
not.
Doing this and doing that, and then, he's wanting it for fame. Fucking right, I want fame. I want all the attention. I'm an attention seeker.
So am I. That's what I said mean? Folks said to me about it. But you've got to. But the thing about the rewiring as well, I don't know if you've seen Theta Healing as well.
No.
Right, my pal does that. I'll send you that hang me for her. But Theta Healing, and it's basically, you've heard of Sigmund Freud, didn't you? You must have been all your different abuse and all that, right? But Sigmund Freud, basically, there's the iceberg and there's a tip above the water that you deal with on a daily basis. Then there's a big bit that you, and all that subconscious stuff will always be there. So it's the same thing, so theta healing does the same. So if I say to you, it's like muscle testing you. So if I say to you, there's a thing you do where your body sways one way or the other, right? So if I say to you, James, are you gorgeous? You automatically maybe say aye or no. But your body might say no. Mm-hmm. And you might say aye. So your subconscious is saying mm-hmm. a different thing for what you feel, you think mm-hmm. and feel. So that's another way. It's the same sort of crack as that, only it's not the science way. It's maybe a spiritual healing thing, but she's done it for years now. I used to sit in sessions with her, Fiona, and she's like that, and she's dead earthy. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's great and everything's wonderful and
peaceful.
And I used to be like, shut up, Fiona, I want to punch your head in, do you know what I mean? But she would sit there and I'd get dead angry because I'm going, she says, are you dead confident? I'm like, aye, but my body was saying no. So it's really, that's another thing to look into, but always need to deal with the subconscious. There was a counsellor once to help me, because I've heard hurdles. Mm-hmm. There's a counsellor once to help me that even with antidepressants, it's a plaster.
Ah, it's numbing your brain.
You're just taking it, you're just putting it over it, and one day you're going to have to rip it off and deal with all the septic stuff that's lying underneath. So slowly deal with it all at the one, and don't hide behind substance, because you know as well as I do. Cocaine and ecstasy. I'm not saying I've not had some great times and there's not been some buzzy times, but at the end of the day, they're altering your state, you know what I mean? And then you're coming down for months and suicidal and horrible feelings. You never feel a full person, do you know what I mean? But that's what my comedy's about as well, because I think my comedy's as good as an eggy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Can you get
some buzz?
Mm-hmm.
Folk message me and say to me, listen, me and my partner split up and I was sitting there greeting and I just listened to you talking about players and I was pissing myself thinking, I fuck them, do you know what I mean? So I do help a lot of people as well as folk think it's just some mad nutter mm-hmm. talking away, because I mean, my fan messaged me saying, James Sauvignon, and I messaged him. I says, oh, did you? And he's like, aye, what can it say? I said, you're nuts. I said, aye, I'm right. He's right.
Oh, you're fucking nuts.
Fucking crazy. I love it. I was like, I'm definitely nuts. I'm in love with my insanity. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be normal.
You want to be.
Exactly.
Everybody's, like I say, with the masks on, they're in denial. People are just hiding their pain better than others. And we're expressing it a different way. I'm expressing it. I like to try and be honest. Mm-hmm. Try and help people, because it kind of, when I'm helping people, it helps me.
Uh-huh.
It's helping me, man.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And within this show, and people saying, oh, try to get, not fuck it. I only want people on this show who is doing well as well to get more people to watch it. I'm trying to create a show space. And a business and whatever, and feed their fucking wains, pricks. You know what I mean?
But you wouldn't be doing this, everybody does selfless acts, but there's always something that helps them at the back of it. Doesn't make them.
Everything I do is for me.
I mean, I did a show at the weekend for a woman in Paisley. It's L&L benefit, it was called. I did it for free because the woman's dying and they're trying to get her some money to go to Germany to get this treatment. That was still about me. Mm-hmm. Because the universe is going to reward me for doing that selfless deed. Aye. So to say, oh, he did it for nothing, so he's great, he's a selfless, but I still did that for me.
Everything
it gave
is
me
for
exposure.
Us. Aye,
do you know what I mean?
There's always something behind it. And it's
definitely.
Not about we're being selfish, we've still got our own lives, but everything I do, even the homeless thing, but still, for me as well, to change my mindset and better me as well and help other.
When you my daughter said, you look near, she says, I thought you'd been walked in, he just looked like a bit. About hey, what was it? She'd Spice Boy. She's like, but he looked me a lot better when he was homeless. I was like,
she'd be bastard.
I was like, excellent. She's like, he was better looking when he was homeless.
That's the last.
So I hang good as well. But aye, that's a great hang. I mean, obviously, I'm going the 25th of April. I've been plugging that.
25th of April, aye.
But mad, you know what
so
I mean?
So Dee's playing, we've got a homeless festival, and Dee's doing comedy along with a legend, Gary Falls, good pal of mine. He's been mentioned every podcast, Gary.
I know. I avoided mentioning him. See you. I mentioned him at the beginning anyway, saying he was my pal. He's a good guy, humble guy.
I know, great guy.
He's a great guy.
He's one of the first to be on a podcast, man. Again, talk about the comedy and all the problems that we've had. He's near enough same scheme as me, so it's we're doing it, man. And he fights the battles, I know.
I don't fight. See, like, if the likes are, say, that down the road, I had fun at you'd said Denise is a pure roaster, blah, 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 these, this, or she's that. I'd have probably had a problem with that. But see, Joe Bloggs, I've had that all my life.
See, it's the ones that are close to you.
If they said something, I'd have an issue with it.
Aye. The people you don't know. Is,
do you know what I mean?
It's, I just need to learn to deal with it.
You need to learn to just go, listen.
Fucking shite.
Some of them actually are your fans and they just want you to react to them. Uh-huh. I remember years ago, because I quite liked Scotty T's crack, right, when I was studying the reality show.
Sort of show.
Aye. I did apply for Glow and all, but they knocked us back.
We're gutted now.
I get it. You're not getting me now when he touches. But I very much enjoyed the show. I like Scotty T's crack and all that. No fancy, far too young, do you know what I mean? And he reminded me of Boyne Coburn. It's like an absolute dafty. Mm-hmm. So it's like, no. So these last, I'd pure love you. And I just wrote, I'd rather hang about with you, sink some shots and sleep with your pal. Straight away, messaged me back. It's all right, Hen, I wouldn't ride into battle after a 5-year dry up. Do you know what I mean? But then I had this Twitter war with him for about half an hour, so I got what I wanted at it. So I always keep that in mind because I thought, I'll get an answer for him. Uh-huh. See if I hit his ego. Be saying he's pure ugly and Aaron's better looking and I'd rather bang him. Within seconds, I had a tweet back.
It's an ego. It dents your ego. It dents your confidence. And that's where I know you. They just frustrate me, and I know it shouldn't, because I just know they're fucking pussies, man. Do you know what I mean?
The circles you've walked in are similar to mine. You can't add eckies and cocaine into the mix and no work in the same circles. So you'd have been in house parties and went to the toilet to go and hide your last gram that you didn't want to share with anybody. You know what I mean? So you would be in there. Folk would have been sitting in the living room talking about you. You just didn't hear them. Do you know what I mean? So it's just, you've got somebody.
But I mean, you don't hear it, then it's better because it doesn't hurt you as much. Because I'm sensitive, do you know what I mean? I've got feelings and
I just hate typing my comebacks because they're usually quite big and bad and I will destroy them. But I just thought, I can't even bother.
It's just keeping your
energy in it. Keep your energy high and pick your battles. I mean, I sometimes go into their profile picture and it's like, in my opinion, because everything in the world is beautiful, you can't say you love Loyal Attraction and then call folk ugly. Do you know what I mean? But in my opinion, what I'm seeing, they were pure ugly, and I'm thinking, you've got to slate me, get the fuck out of my page. I'm not having some ugly like you popping up on me names. So I think it's just years of taking shite. I've took shite all my life. My own family are the cruelest. Do you know what I mean? My uncle actually messaged me from Australia when I did my first stand gig last... No stand, sorry. Fringe. And he messaged me and I'm going, oh no, he's going to pure slate me, you know what I mean? Because he was like my dad figure, because my dad died when I was a real assie, so I never had a dad. And he was my dad figure, and he went, aye, very good to him. Do you know what that meant? $1 million to me, because when I was younger, he'd be like, you need to lose weight, you need to stop hanging about with him, try and get a hard nut, get that chipped in. You know what I mean? There was never any recognition, see, because he said that. That meant more to me than having 33K followers, do you know what I mean? Because they all, I mean, they used to run about and batter each other in the living room. My mum's shouting, watch the wallpaper, that was normal behaviour to us. You owe me a fiver. Mm-hmm. My auntie and uncle jumping about, weathering each other. I'm like, all right, can you get out the road? I need my tomato soup. Do you know what I mean?
Have you got a big family?
Massive.
Are they all nuts?
Crazy. My mum's about the sanest out them all in the terms of that she doesn't ever do it. She's never ever done drugs, but she was mental. She put the neighbour in the wheelie bin.
Was she what a wee day after?
Aye, my mum's totey. Works in a factory, but she's like, we used to call her wee staffy. You know what I mean? Because she was mental. Everybody was feared for her. Everybody in the street. My pals did something. My mum slapped them too. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, Mum, you can't do that. Mum's not going to say nothing to me. I says, aye, good point. You know what I mean?
Was it rough as fuck there then?
Rough as anything. You know what I mean? But my mum was working class. You know that means anything being not working. But my mum, we did have good money. My mum always had a decent motor. She always had big Italian carpets, but it was my uncles and all that. And my aunties were nuts. So it was like, I wanted to be like them. You know what I mean? My auntie's in her 60s and still jumps about with a hammer in her bag. You know what I mean? I'm like, what are you doing? You're meant to be collecting your pension, you madman. She's like, you never know.
That's just conditioning for the aim.
It's just the way it's been. And I was always different. I know that sounds crazy, but I was always different. I played a role, so it was easy for me to step out of. Because my sisters and that would go, think you're something. I'm like, aye. You know what I mean?
Getting people say you've changed, and I go, aye, good.
I wanted to.
The person I'm on now, I think, is the person I've always wanted to become.
Aye, I've always been
the person I was the last 15 years was a persona, was an act, loud and daft. I've shagged this one. That was an act, the numbers game, cheating on lasses to fuck about. That was just an act so I could brag
hide
to people.
Hide for the real thing.
It was to brag to people so I could be accepted. Do you know what I mean? But now I'm trying to be as honest as I can be. And like I say, that I think this is me becoming the guy that I want, the man that I want to become.
Exactly.
Because
and there'll always be people that will not allow you to have that. So accept that.
You try and get sucked back
where
in.
You think he is?
Yeah, of course. Not but right. Then I just need to focus on me and my ways and obviously my family. I want to have a good life, man.
Exactly.
I want to have a fucking good life where I'm enjoying it. You can't define your success on money.
No.
I want to be doing things, the stuff I'm doing with my guys here. Yeah. We're constantly working, man. We're constantly doing new things. It's fresh, man. And I'll come up with ideas, and I know Gordon will go fucking nutcase. But the pieces of the jigsaw come together, and it happens, and then they go, right, we've got something. Do you know what I mean? So we're grinding here, man. The threes are here grinding, and we're fucking.
There's lasses that I work with called Banter, and I got them. It was the open sports nights, and it was like their first gig, but I really liked them. And I just thought, I like yous. So I took them under my wing. So we're going to start writing a kind of a Glasgow Sex in the City sketch and do that together, because you've got to keep rolling. It's got to keep being fresh.
You've got to keep doing new things. Or sometimes you get things on and go,
no.
Shite, didn't work. But success, failure's just an extra step to take to your goal, man. But like I say, we're always going to be working on myself. We're always going to be trying to progress and do something. I'll want to do it for a good few years and then. Just aim and hang, but I'll keep plodding away with this, keep plodding away with the documentaries. We've got another good few ideas coming up. It's just about keep working, man. I just want to.
I love what I do.
Aye.
If I'm acting or I'm doing comedy for the rest of my life, I'll be quite happy.
Do you like
with that.
Acting, but because you can put on a persona and it kind of forgets who you were in the past?
Acting's a different vibe for the comedy. See, the comedy's a really, really hard thing to do. You've got to keep it fresh. You've got to be careful. You're not insulting people this day and age. I mean, folk keep saying to me, you got to lose weight, Dean. I says, no, because my fat sketches are the best ones. So if I get thin, I'm not allowed to slag fat folk.
Might always be as funny.
You know what I mean? But that's what I mean. So I'm obviously joking, because I do obviously want to hit that once I've sorted everything inside. But folk will say that to me, but the acting, it's like, see when I was wee, all the shit that was going on in my own personal stuff, right? Well, I've seen it on Facebook. I don't hide what happened to me when I was younger. Just no hang with it as well, right? So all that stuff. So I used to act. I'd be in my bedroom and I'd be singing into a brush and I would be making up these voices and doing all these different acts, pretending I was Alice in Wonderland, depending I was Darth Vader, depending on what week it was, do you know what I mean? And I loved it because it was escapism. So see, even when I do my theatre shows, when I'm doing like my widows, I'm a completely different persona and I just feel so alive. It's like you come alive. And West College Scotland opened me right up because I was a raw talent when I went there. I knew I could act, but it wasn't coming out because my one in my lecture's Jim and he's brutal. You know what I mean? He's like, listen, you, what is it you've actually got? What is it you're presenting to me here? And I'm like, ah, are you talking to? Do you know what I mean? But he put me in the place where, and then like the other ones, and nurtured it. And see, like, my last gig, I totally smashed the production. It was out of this world. When I actually listened to myself, Dane, Mrs. Welsh, that's who I was. That's where the Mrs. Davison kind of comes mm-hmm. from, but the Mrs. Welsh, I could have easily been somebody else you were listening to. That didn't sound like me whatsoever, because I was doing RP. My walk, everything about me was different, and I love it. The comedy is a stress release. If I get raging, somebody pisses me off. Instead of me going in front of them and phoning my uncles to run me down to cave somebody's seat in, I'll make a sketch about them. Albeit it'll be 6 months down the line before I air it and it'll be changed slightly. And they'll maybe kind of know it's them, but nobody else will know it's personal. And that's a mere like a counselling thing to me, whereas the acting's come alive. I love it.
But you're channeling your stuff now in a positive way.
Aye, definitely.
It's getting your attention, it's getting you work. Aye. Instead of getting angry and going to somebody's door.
What's the point in caving somebody? What's the point in fighting and being and actually physically hurting another human being? Because at the end of the day, they're starting with you because they've got issues.
But it's, see these fucking trolls, man. Aye. See if you're on their page and not under their photos, they would crumble.
Aye, they'd be greeting.
They would crumble.
I'd be put off Facebook again for saying the word fag. I meant I was off fags, as in smoking ones.
And would you get blocked?
I get banned for 24 hours for discrimination against LGBTI. Do you know what I mean? I was like, it's not, you're America, this is Scotland. It's a cigarette, mate. You know what I mean?
Somebody
report
you?
Oh, obviously. Do you know what I mean?
The report your video's been took down.
Been two taken down, and it's just been like different meanings from America to Scotland. But obviously, somebody's clever enough to know that they will. Mm-hmm. But that's why I do a lot of live feeds and don't post them now. Because I don't know if you know Jerry Sadwich.
No.
Right, well, he's really, 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 really crude, and he's really, really on the edge. But you've gotten any stuff online. You can't. He actually outed Jimmy Savile in 1987 and get put off BBC. Because he told the truth about him, but we didn't know it was the truth then. No. And he got put in it, but he's still gone.
We were actually just not talking then. About that there. I watched a documentary, The Nine Circle.
Aye, YouTube.
Fucking hell, if anybody watched this on YouTube, man.
Sunset wow. Satan as well.
Fucking wow. What? But he just looks a fucking creepy bastard.
Aye, but you know, a lot of them are no creepy bastards. Like, I mean, I'm a survivor of sexual abuse. I wrote it, do you know what I mean? I'm a survivor. And it amazes me the amount of people that are ashamed of being abused, because it shouldn't be them that's ashamed. It should be these folk. These folk should feel ashamed. We're put into damaged goods. And I'm no off my head because I basically hit all my stuff head on. I'm a sexual person. I love myself. I'm gorgeous. I'm a loving person. My ex will tell you, I couldn't give me any more love than he could handle. So, hang with you. Wasn't
he's
got
to be sitting here watching this.
He wasn't allowed out or anything. He wasn't allowed to work at Lassies and stuff. You know what I mean? But on a serious note, I faced all my damage and I faced all that stuff. And it's when folk judge women that are maybe a bit, what'd you say, lady of the night. Probably hate what you do, but you get a bat in the back for it, and she get blacklisted. You sometimes go to look at the backstory why they behave like that, because it's not always just about the fact that they like sex. It's because they've abused their body already, right. So it makes no difference.
She'll just kind of used to it.
But like the likes of Jimmy Savile and all that, I knew straight away the ones that hang me down. I used to get the creeps when I watched Jim Will Fix It. My mum's like, "Are you out of going like?" I'm like, "Absolutely not."
I'd rather hang about the same. He had morgues and all that. It was fucking dead bodies.
Aye.
It's grim.
You need to watch Sunset and Satan.
Is it good?
It's the same thing. It's Phil Baroni. How many his brothers?
Makes you think, how the fuck could, because I've seen that now he was like a mad sorcerer, a mad, he could hypnotise people. Do you know what I mean? They get away with it for so fucking long.
Because of who he was.
Fine, but there's no excuses for that. That's been a major cover up that it's never going to get.
My case itself, obviously for legal reasons, can't say who it was or whatever, but it was corruption. He was a Freemason. Do you know what I mean? So it's corruption. We actually, it got flung out of court on not proven or whatever. It got flung out for technicality. And me and my sister get compensation. We get compensation for a case that was not proven. And it was years later, I'm like, how can, that's like me assaulting you, but then me getting away with it, and you still getting money.
Is the money like, shut up, there's doge?
Well, we didn't know at the time. We were told it was for insurance, and then we traced it. The checks are no traceable. It's a whole minefield, and I don't want to revisit it because I've kept the people safe, and everybody knows who it is and everything else, and I've kept who I need to keep safe, and that's the best I can do. I tried to go the court route. Jimmy Savile wasn't needed at that point, so sexual abuse was still very much hard to prove. I mean, I was told by Rape Crisis when we went to the court, listen, the good chance is that you'll not get the jail. And I'm like, what?
evidence in that as well?
It was circumstantial evidence. There was evidence for medical records for me and my sister that were similar that could lead towards it, but never ever anything cast iron.
And did you feel uncomfortable at the police interviews or anything?
I get all the way through the police interviews. I was really, really difficult. It's the first time I'd spoke about it. I mean, I always remembered the other people involved suppressed it. Do you know what I mean? So it was like they get flashbacks. Whereas I remembered every act, everything that happened. So it was easier for me to reminisce it, but it wasn't easier for me to speak out because I'd never spoke out. That's where the acting and the hard nut and everything comes in because I would protect. That's the weight as well. Because when I was abused, I was thin. So if I keep my weight, I'm safe.
Is that...
You know what I mean?
If you think about that, again, they release that chemical, so the eating's just a, a getaway. That's your escapism, again, just...
Keeps me safe.
When you're feeling like that, you eat, and that's it, you're all right. Do you know what I mean?
It's how I'm dead uncomfortable, obviously, with getting the fame. Getting loads of guys messaging me and lovely pictures and all that. That gives me the absolute bulk, the thought of that. Do you know what I mean? That's just that superficial and that abusey, sleazy way, but... I've dealt with all that. I have no issues talking about it. I help people. I've got people that I network with that phone lines. I've had to help lasses through court cases that have ended up killing themselves because their families no spoke to them, and then the guys get other women who's get away with it. Because the thing about sexual abuse is, there's a lot of women involved as well. It's not just men. Mm-hmm. Men get the bad press for it, but there's a lot of women that are actually the big players in it.
Because I see a lot of women, it's shite that the women are too scared to come forward. Mm-hmm. But then again, you got a lot of women who
make it up.
Maybe go back to her who's drunk. And because I've woke up with buzz and I've done, oh fuck.
Aye,
I shouldn't have done that, do you know what I mean? That's a mistake for my part. But then they've probably done the same. But I just think there's got to be a fine line. If women, because a lot of lasses maybe have got a boyfriend and they sleep with somebody, wake up the next day, oh fuck, what have I done? And that's the first thing they escape. And it is the guy who gets done.
Mm-hmm.
It is the
guy. Which is wrong. You're in control of how much toxic you put in your body. Mm-hmm. And if you let yourself get to that, I'll probably get shot for this later down the line, but if you let yourself get to that stage that you don't know your own postcode, that's your stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, a self-respecting guy shouldn't take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. But he also shouldn't shoulder all the blame of what happens for you being in that state.
It's kind of 50, obviously, if you're either way.
If you're taking advantage of lasses, it's like you're unconscious. That's a completely different story, do you know what I mean? But this new law, the feminist law, as I've spoken with like Victoria, obviously, doing the ring girl, do you know what I mean?
Aye.
And I put a sketch up about that. I'm like, shut up, you know what I mean? It's nobody's getting abused, nobody's getting hurt at the lasses, love doing that. It's a bit of hang me for
it's
the...
It's a bit of modelling.
It's entertainment, do you know what I mean? It's no...
It's not talking about fucking sucking dick on a boxing ring.
Exactly, do you not get a grip of your life? Because you want to sit and wear guys' jeans and have a crew cut. That's up to you, do you know what I mean? But get a grip of yourself. So it's basically finding that line where it's not just all about women, but it's not all about guys. Years ago, it was guys over women, and now it's new.
I think actually women are taking... women are worse than guys now. The amount of messages I get... And don't get me wrong, man. I'm not saying stop, but I'm just saying...
Keep it going.
I don't know where I was going with that story. I fucked up. Just keep on coming.
Bye.
I just think women are worse than guys. And the minute I became honest, the minute I've done right, I've fucked up this and that.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I take love
getting. Aye. We're now soapy, son.
So I was a wee wanker, man. Also, it was still easy because I was funny, I was good looking, I had a wee bit of money.
Aye.
So I had everything, but then I was a wanker, I was a total prick. I was honestly, and I was...
I totally hated you, know.
You see something?
Aye, so I took pictures of you, your hats and that. And obviously that was because I went for gold because I'm thinking they'll not take me, but I want to see what their excuses for it. Because I know I've got hundreds of talent and I'm great.
Did you do a video?
Aye. I was straight up there at Brian's old club. Let's get in about this. Then wrote a sketch about didn't want me because my face moved. Not a face. I never get my teeth sorted. I'm fucked. You know what I mean? So and I used to slap. I mean, I listened to Brian now, obviously, in the normal, and he's all right. But see, honestly, Stephen, I watched it because.
But did you hate it after it because you never got on it or
not? No, I watched it because at first when I gave it a good chance because I was connected to like Rudy and all that, and I spoke to these folk through doing extra work and all that. So I watched it for support. But at some point, see Brian, see every time they come on, I wanted to get in the telly and wrap the nut in them. Honestly, I was going to choke that.
But that's a persona with Brian, it's a pure act.
I went to charity variety show with Victoria, I'm a pal with Victoria, obviously.
And Vicky's sound.
he's dead quiet and he's humble, but see, I'm like, go, I swear, I see if I'd met him out in the street, I couldn't have swore that I wouldn't have ran him on wrapped up.
That is an act.
But
he enjoys it, the amount of hatred and he gets...
And he inspires you, he goes
that.
Great.
Me, I go the opposite. I want to kick balls, he loves it.
That's why you were at a... I think it was somebody's house, and you all had these hats on, and I'm like, what the fuck are they all get hats on? What's going on here? And you had this Jake on, obviously you've lost weight now, and I can't slag anything. I'm like, it looks like a fucking Teletubbie with a kettlebell on. What is that? He's shouting about all these birds. Who's fucking shagging him? It don't get me wrong, the lassies, but there was one storyline in it as well, when the lassie was going to be Paddy for about a week.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm gutted, and you know, that's it, and it's all. And I'm like, I can't take any more.
That's actually all right, wasn't it?
No, he is.
There's only, again, there's only a few I like on that, the rest are all fucking idiots, but.
Aye, but that's what I'm saying, but
it's a pure act.
And obviously, if they said I could go on it, I'd have been like, how you doing? Goes brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Because I get offered to go into the new reality show that's not came to light either.
Oh, aye. Gold
Productions. Well, they'd offered me and I went to audition, but I've got my acting agent and I'd say to her, she's like, well, Dee, listen, you've got, don't go down that road. And then they says to me, we want you to date you for free. I says, get
the fuck
out of here. I'm not doing it for free.
Is that happening, that show? I think we spoke about it before, but I don't know.
One of the guys locally was meant to be one of the first guys announced in it, but I've not heard anything since, and the auditions was meant to have, well, my email says over 5,000 applicants, do you know what I mean? Maybe it was five and they just added on a couple of things.
I think they say that, do you know
but
what I mean?
So I did get through and it came to the morning audition and I just wasn't feeling it. I was getting things in the pipeline. I had auditions for Channel 4 and stuff like that and I just didn't feel it, and I thought, am I wanting to be famous or am I wanting to be talented? What is it I actually want?
Mm-hmm.
And if fame comes with what I'm doing as a talent, that's fine. But there's some of these folk that go into these reality shows and it does them great, it gives them a platform, but some folk it destroys what they've started.
The reality stuff and that, that's a wee bit of fame hungering, it's a bit of attention, but you've still got to have a talent.
And who has the Motors and Govan? What was that all about? You know what I mean?
But you're still...
Like, is he hanging about with Michael J. Fox? You know what I mean? Back to the Future.
I just think, you've got to have a talent. You've still got, you can't just, these people go on these shows and they think, oh, that's a great life, they're on the telly. That doesn't mean shit. You've still got to have a purpose, man, because these shows,
it's got to be authentic to be in your faith. You don't want it to be like chewing the fat.
No.
But there's no way you can pull off only with Essex.
But I think,
no,
I've spoken about that before, we're no Essex, we're no Chelsea, fuck's sake, we're Glasgow, man, we're struggling.
You know what I mean? Big elite guys have got BMWs and Land Rovers. They've not got fucking Lamborghinis with doors coming out in the side
But I think there's a massive potential for Glasgow to have a show, man.
Definitely.
Massive potential.
But date it for a place. Maybe go younger as well. Do you know what I mean? Maybe go for the student-y, but know the culture. Nobody, you want to see them going out. You want to see a bit like Jordy Shore. That's what folk pay to see. They want to see a bit of drama. Do you know what I mean?
Every show is Steffo Gies 5 minutes.
He's done
it. He's done it once. So I've seen him the first time and he's done it again. Thanks, Steph. Yeah. But what's the next gigs for you coming up?
Well, sold out Irvine, which is the 1st of June. Nearly sold out Kilmarnock, which is the 7th of July. We're looking at hopefully getting a slot at the Gaiety. We're looking at another Glasgow gig, because as you know, I did my sold out one of Victoria's.
Yes.
And I did manifest setting the stage on fire, but didn't quite go the way I expected.
Vicky's, man, I know the boys who's got that place, and they've just done it up, man. I fucking love them to bits,
the great
man.
The boys, they were great
devastated.
To me. They were great to me. We were meant to be doing a big show at Christmas together.
Well, man, and
I'm still in touch with them as well.
A lot of good memories. My old man used to be a bouncer in Vicky's. A lot of memories for them, man.
So that was my big show, but so hopefully getting a similar one. But I want to go, obviously, I've sold it 250, 300. So I want to go 500 now. My main goal's O2.
The Hydro.
Obviously.
Hydro.
Hydro, O2. Hydro. I'm all the way, boys, up there, stage.
Yes. How do we get tickets for your show?
Online, so you go to my Facebook, you can get them.
D Maxwell Facebook, man.
D Maxwell, no Maxie, that's my personal one, right. So don't be offended when I don't add you.
Aye.
But D Maxwell,
so that's the one you can send the dick pics and.
I just swipe it now and I'm that old now. That one's got a bend in it. So, but I basically, you get it on there and they're always just announced, and it's Ticket Tailor's the place that you get them in. Uh-huh. So. Usually, or electronic. I can't be bothered with paper trail, so it's all electronic. So that's the main ones that are up. I've obviously Peterhead and people book me, so you can book me for an event.
Where are you going, Peterhead?
Peter Heidnitz.
How the fuck you end up there? Is that just for the social
just
media?
Just the social media, and I actually booked it one night and no even, I thought it's in Scotland, it'll be fine. Fucking 4 hours drive up the road, but they all love me, don't they? I'm going to Dundee for a gig as well, so they'll all be announced on the page and that's where you get the tickets. And if you've not already followed me, go on there and you'll get all that.
Man, so the videos are funny as fuck. Just, that's just a, for anybody watching, man, social media is a massive platform.
Oh, definitely.
To do what you want. She's selling out gigs, man. She's doing her thing without anybody.
No,
fuck everybody else.
No.
And obviously with your story, I know, I think people need to see that. That vulnerable side, I know, talking about abuse and that, man, that's, my hat comes after you for what you've came through and all this shit. I know you're honest about it. I know you're helping other people. You're selling out shows. You've come on my wee show.
I'm going to do her as a charity working on it, give back to the
event. Good. And like I say, man, you're thinking straight, you're on the path, and big things are going to happen.
Thank you.
I just want to say thanks for coming on the show, and I love you.
No, brilliant.
Yeah! Am I right? Woo!